Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 454. It's the weekend podcast. I'm joined by Peter and Steve. You're all lads.
Good day.
Hi there.
Hi there. You're all right?
Hey, hi there.
Hi there. By the way, thank you, Peter.
No problem at all.
Thank you, Steve.
That's all right.
I got to thank you because you're obviously part of the Vox podcast, the weekend version. And of course, in the week, we did hit over 1 million listens on Audioboom. So that's quite a nice milestone to have, isn't it? You know?
Yes. Your mum has been busy.
She has. She doesn't stop. She's like clicking the play. She doesn't understand. I said, Mum, listen, it doesn't, you got the same IP address. It doesn't matter if you stop and start it a million times. No, it's working. Yeah. But, fair play, something's happened there. Maybe she's figured out some kind of tech to, redirect your IP address, that kind of
your
thing.
Your mum's like that, isn't she?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, do you know what, the start of a conversation I always dread when she calls up is, Justin, yes, I'm on the computer. Oh, no, I'm hanging up now. No, yeah. It's like it's hard enough actually being there with her doing it, let alone down the phone, can't even see what she's doing on the computer. It's like, you know, it's so many, you know, levels of communication there that are not working together there. Just you know, but I it's amazing how angry I can get over the phone about her just trying to type a letter or word or something. No! Or just trying to send attach a document to an email. I think she's... To be honest, I haven't had a call like that for a long time. I think she's now just given up. I think it's like, oh, these computers are not for me.
She's a typewriter.
Yeah, she did persevere for a couple of years, and I think, no, I'm just going to give it up now. There's no point. My father's sending his smartphone back. It's too smart. he does. He just wants a normal phone. What's the point of that? I don't want it. And it's like, it's the kind of thing where it's almost like the technology is at fault. It's not him. What do you want on that for? I don't want email. I don't want the internet. Well, you know, a couple of months back, he was very enthusiastic about getting an iPhone. And now it's like, he hates it. Literally hates it. I just want a phone. That's all I want. I don't want email and look at pictures. I said, okay, let's get a phone then with, 10 number digits on it and a call. That's all. Call, receive, cut up. I mean, he never, ever answers any... You can tell he doesn't work it. So he comes around sometimes, I look at his phone, and he's got like, 17 to 18 sort of voicemails unanswered. He's got like 60-odd texts unanswered, sitting there, that little icon, you know, just a number on it. So annoying. But anyway, there we are. Let's do like get stocks and shares there. And, of course, you have a smartphone, dumb user. That's trouble. Doesn't fit, does it? It's not compatible.
And are you calling your dad dumb?
Well, I mean, in the sense that, luckily, we sort of were brought up, my kids are probably obviously... better than me. I mean, they're iPads now because they've been brought up. It's intuitive to them, honestly. My father and mother, they're hardwired, almost not to, they're not compatible with smartphones. So if they're called smartphones, they've got to be dumb people in that sense, technologically. And they're not dumb. My father's quite clever, but I mean, but it's just, some reason it doesn't fit. It's like, it is like trying to put a square into a round hole, isn't it? It doesn't work. You can't force it in, Take you back to the phone with
you. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
I'd tell my mother you said that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. She doesn't like me anyway.
True. Right, so moving on, looking at the markets, anything that tickles your fancy, guys?
Something I thought was a bit weird and a bit annoying was PXOG this week, because I'm a holder there, and for no particular reason it dropped down ahead of its drilling update or whatever, and then the drilling update came out and that was very positive, and so it sort of rebounded, and that was just a good example, I thought, of just a bit of the annoyance of AIM stocks, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it was up for no reason, up 20-odd% it was on Friday, I think, or I mean, last look.
But that was recovering from the drop.
Yeah,
on the Thursday for no reason. Well, no, people getting cold feet, I suppose.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, put your socks on, you know. Or
that's the point.
It's Christmas time. See, people haven't got any socks, are they? It comes to Christmas, you get socks for Christmas, and then that's where you put them on. So you warm the, and that's why the market rallies in January, February, maybe.
Yes, that's it.
Warm feet.
It's all to do with the socks.
Yeah. But at the moment there is, you know, there's some bargains to be had out there, and I say that, you know, because. So even though the market hurts, this is where, you know, times like this, we know, you know, seasonality plays a part. Yes. And if you've got some spare cash on the sidelines, then it's, you know, it's worth investing in those companies that you've done research on, that the story hasn't hasn't changed in any way. It's just for some reason the share prices are drifting. You know, they're drifting downwards, and you're thinking, what's going on here? And people have doubt set in. People are not as well researched, or not as confident in their stories, start selling because they think something's. Somebody knows something here. And people are selling. Look at this. They're selling. Everyone's selling. And then, you know, I saw a guy on Twitter today. I've sold all my AIM stocks. And I thought, what? That's no way to make money, you know? I mean, I just genuinely, the best returns you get are holding good companies with good management for a long term, you know? And let them do what they say they're going to do. You know, a good example of that is Talao Energy, you know, on the podcast this week. Colm Clunan was the financial director. And you know, the share price shot up like to 12 pence and after the placing. And it's been drifting since, you know, downwards. Can't do anything to get it going back up. And so on the podcast, we said, let's be, you know, blunt about this. And we put some investor questions. And I said, you know, why is the share price going down? There's a rumor of a placing. Is it happening? He said, no, it's not. So I said, it's a story. Story's unchanged, is it? He said, well, the story's getting better because we're obviously doing more work on it. Yeah. The deals are further on the line. We, you know, proving up results. The story's getting better. Yet the share price is half what it was, you know, 3 months ago. So it doesn't make any sense. And that's just the way it is. And a very sage piece of advice was given to him. You know, an investor, a long-term investor, said to him, "Listen, you can't control the market or the share price. All you can control is the business. You work on the business, and the share price will take care of itself." And that's the case. And so now, I got to admit, I did buy some Talao on weakness recently, because I thought, I looked into it. I think they've just done a placing. They don't need any more money for a while for what they're doing. And, you know, I believe in the management and the story. You know, Botswana, chronically in need of energy. All they do is use diesel, which is a dirty fuel. It's like Steve, a dirty trader. I saw one of Steve's trades this week, actually, in Audioboom. 15 shares. Oh, yeah. 15 shares he sold.
I saw that, and someone that tweeted me. Back. Yeah, someone tweeted back something like top slicing for a bit of profit for a mid morning Freddo.
Yeah, 30 pence for Steve in the back pocket there, no messing around. But yeah, so diesel, dirty fuel, and, you know, very expensive. And so now they've got gas, coal, and, you know, government are very prioritising that. They need it, they're having blackouts all the time. And, you know, and Talao are the most advanced, they're the only, I think, as far as I'm concerned, the only, you know, CBM project in Botswana. And so they've got the, you know, what's the saying? The slice of the pie, the bit of the cake, what's the saying? The pick of the cherries, the tickle of the cuckoo. What have they got? The stroke of the bald-headed man, the tweak of the nips. What have they got there? The lion's share, that's what they've got, yes. Yes.
I prefer yours, Just.
Yeah. Okay. I would have got there in the end, I think. Yeah. I'd have whittled it down.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd...
That's the hardest bit, isn't it? It's the psychology of it all.
Lion's share,
that's a good example where you go, it's come down below where I bought in, so actually now I should be buying in. But it's the psychology of that, isn't it? It's the sort of like, what do people know? Why is it going down? But there probably isn't anything, and it is time to invest and take advantage of the weakness.
Investing in shares and doing well, 99% is about mind, In fact, it's all about the mind, really, isn't it? Really, because everything you do okay. is about the mind. It's, you have to think about it, don't you? So, well, apart from Steve, who doesn't. Steve's
the other way around.
Yeah, I'm 99% pressing that button, the buy button, and the 1% thinking about where the buy button is.
that buy button hasn't been hit for a long time.
I know, he's not a big fan of that buy button anymore. But
Harry and Larry been in touch.
They've been calling, but I'm ignoring them. I've got that red dot on my phone.
Yeah, Steve, why are you not trading? We used to see about 6-7 trades by you in a day, all different values and amounts.
Bled me dry.
Buying one stock.
I haven't looked at their share price for a while, actually. How are they doing?
HL, Harry and Larry Lansdowne, I don't know.
Yeah, Harry and Larry.
But there's a bit of worry here, especially this weekend, of course. And Sunday, there's they're down at, six-month lows, are they, pretty much? Yes, down at 6 months, pretty much £11.70. But there's worry this weekend on a macro level anyway, because of, it's Matteo Renzi. You got to find a referendum on my vote, I want to get the if I not get it, I'll walk. Yeah, and all the banks collapse. So that's what is happening there. So I saw a rumor saying up to 6 banks could fail if Matteo Renzi does not get in. And so there's worry. There's a lot of worry about there, you know. And Trump's the Trump effect has worn off a little bit. But you know, it's I don't think you know is anything seriously wrong, is it, on the on a global level, has anything changed? And in fact, you know, no. Well, like I said, what does, you know, an interest rate hike mean, you know, for a company that's got a CBM project in Botswana? Not a lot.
No, quite.
Yeah.
It's just then overall nervousness and people pull out money, you know, put it into cash, isn't it, I suppose?
Yes. Yeah. What did I say this week? Anything else? Who did I chat to on the podcast? Anyone of interest there? Oh, of course, they're all of interest, but what I'm saying is...
they're all of interest, Just.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yes.
They're all of interest.
Yeah.
Steve, let's ask him.
Go on, Steve.
No, do you know, I listen to the podcast when I'm in the gym, and I haven't been to the gym, so that answers the second question, really.
See, when you're in the gym, Steve, you're feeding your mind and your body. You see, you're toning your mind, toning your body. But now you're just getting, you're not listening to any good stuff, and now you're just eating rubbish. What's the last bit of rubbish you've... Because you've almost quite proud, Steve, of the cheapness of food you could pick up at Asda. And you'd, 4 pizzas for £1, the small ones, and you'd Facebook those as if you'd found a good deal. And a kebab for £1, a microwavable kebab for £1.
I still stand by them.
Do you? what is in them? Just, you know, I mean...
It's actually 2 kebabs for £1.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of flavour are they?
Lamb, I presume. Yeah, lamb.
sort of Labrador. Mm.
I don't care what's in them. They just £1 for £2 in the box. That's a deal.
They're actually, when you look
who cares
at the,
what's in them?
The calorie intake and all the bits and bobs, they're all in the green. They're not bad for you.
Right.
That's the checklist, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, they're all in the green.
You didn't even know what's in it, Steve. You just said, I presume.
Lamb.
As long as they're all in the green, it doesn't matter. They could be just dust and, hair.
Yeah. Green
dust,
hair.
Dust and hair kebabs. There we are. Look at the low fat. Nothing wrong with those. Nothing wrong. I've got those. They're lovely. And but you
who makes them, Steve? Should we invest in the company?
I think it's Snacksters.
Wow. Who are they?
They're well known, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like the main people who do microwavable food. I think it's them anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you what I should also mention, actually, is again this week, Sky has not been performing, is it?
No.
And I asked Nicola Dio, I said, what's happening here? Is the support level here? And she said to me, 755 is a massive support level. It's a sharp reversal from there. I said, okay. So it's touched that once. And so it's a Fibonacci, you see. She's got her Fibonacci's out. And she put it over the chart. And she said, check out the Fibonacci's on that. And... so there we are. So Sky came out this week. Now, I think, does this sound like a good deal? I don't know if it's not. Maybe it's clever on Sky's part. But they are doing Sky Mobile. It's not launched yet. they're doing flexible monthly contracts. You can change them month on month, pretty much, what you want, data and all that stuff. You also, if you haven't used any data, you can roll it over. Roll it over in the clover.
Everyone does that, though, don't they?
Can you? And you, no, you can
Steve's yawning.
And you can roll it over for 3 years, Steve.
Ooh.
Can you roll that? Can you roll others over for 3 years?
I don't know.
Imagine how much data you'd have if you didn't have 3 years. Wow.
So on a monthly data allowance, you can roll up to 3 years' worth?
Yeah, yeah. So if you don't use anything, you can keep going, rolling over. I'll roll it over. You just got to give Sky a call. I'll roll it over. Are you rolling it over? I'm rolling it over. Oh, you've
why
rolled.
Why would you not use your data, though, for 3 years?
Exactly. You don't need a phone, probably. That's okay.
Your dad.
You're wasting your money.
Yeah, my, your dad.
Yeah, dad, you've got data. Oh, wow. That sounds good. It's one of those, you know, it's one of those guys would actually take him up on that deal because it sounds good, but then he wouldn't actually use the data. Oh, really? Brilliant. Sign up. And then he said, after a month, what is data? but also free phone calls and everything like that to people who have Sky. Also, you can sync your Sky box to your telephone. So anything that's saved on there, you can sync it. So you can watch anything on your Sky box via phone. That's quite good, isn't it?
So why is it not? Why does it seem to be just dropping lower and lower then? What was Nicola's?
Well, because the macro environment is not. I mean, FTSE's, you know, had a dreadful week of it, isn't it? I think so. So on Friday it was down again, almost 1%. It's been drifting all week, isn't it? So we're at what 6.6, almost 6.66 now. So not 666, 6,600. So it's just generally the market, you know, at the time this year, we're not advanced enough for the Santa Rally. And we've got a bit of volatility happening, so it's being dragged down by the overall index, I believe.
Yeah.
But when the news comes out, hopefully it'll run up towards that, and then we'll get a bit of momentum going through. I saw a trade in Sky. I don't know if it was a real... Well, it's obviously a real trade. I thought it was translated. But 9 million shares were bought in Sky on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's surely going to be a real one. It's not just going to be someone who's just popped it in for a fake...
It's pretty Steve, you, Steve.
Oh, you?
Steve, are you panicking? That's 72 million quid. Whoa, Larry! Put 72 million quid with the Sky shares.
Welcome back, Steve.
Oh, Steve's here, look.
We're off on holiday again for 6 months.
but someone said it's a UT, which is under... crossing trade. It's a technical thing, but... But literally, that's nuts, isn't it? That kind of money going in and out of the Sky. If you look at Sky, if you used to look at small stocks and trades and on a live data screen, and they just pass by every, you know, depending on the stock, obviously, but how illiquid the stock is, but they just pass by. You look at something, a big cap stock like that, and just put them on a level two, and you see them flying by. The trades are coming in like crazy, you know? And you think, how do these computers deal with this? This is one stock out of thousands, you know? And it's just flying by big chunks, you know? So it's quite impressive when you look at it. I found myself staring at that for 3 hours once.
On what platform were you looking at that?
All different platforms. I tell you what's quite good, actually, for looking at... What I highlight is looking at the values as well. And Harry and Larry's site do the values as well. And then you don't have to be registered there, you just... click in company and you can just see the levels of trades. Have you ever done that, boys?
Yeah, I've looked at, but what you're talking about sounded like it was real time. And but
yeah, I can't tell you, it's top secret that
right.
It's an illegal site.
Okay.
We'll get arrested for insider trading.
Right.
No, it's any you get level two anyway. You know, most sites will do level two, but you just see it buys go in and or just trades and you can, it's not even level two, just last trades and they'll come in as live sometimes. So you see that and but it's like a crazy, you know, it's like a proper big FTSE stock when it's trading. It's like nuts the amount of money going through there. It's crazy stuff. Yeah. So anyway, so that's Talao. Last week I wrote about Upland Energy. And I mentioned this, didn't I? The sensible, sexy strategy. Mm-hmm. The sensible, sexy asset strategy. Sensible, elegant assets. Yeah. And so they raised 2.2 million at 1.3 pence. And this now brings in their second asset. This is, near close revenue, cash revenue generation very soon. I think in quarter one. This is you know, next year, and they've got Hard Stuffed as well. So it's Wrestle they just bought into 10% of that, and obviously they have cash generation from that, and that's the foundation. I wrote a blog. Do you read the blog, Steve?
Yeah.
Just take summarize it. So just take me through it.
Oh, you just talked a lot, so
I didn't talk on a blog.
Just read it yourself.
Because, you know, Steve doesn't give us a deadline. He's got to go now anyway. But I'll just finish up. So, Steve, I did an analogy of a house saying a foundation. If you're going to build a house to your dreams, you've got to put down a nice foundation, a strong foundation, you know? Now, it's not sexy. You don't even see it when the house is built. But without it, the house of dreams can crumble. So that's what Upland's doing. They're building their foundation here for cash, you know, a safe asset. Then on top of that, they'll put this riskier, sexy assets, and they'll start bringing these in. And like I said, on the podcast, Steve there, a fellow Steve, said that, you know, the Moroccan sort of discussions in Morocco are happening. Could be announced in the next couple of months. You know, there's a good thing there. What they're doing, they've told you what they're going to do, and they're doing it, you know? And that's all you need to do. And in fact, a good presentation. If you do public speaking, you basically stand up, tell people what you're going to do it, and then afterwards, tell them you've done what you did. You said you did, you know, and revise it. That's all you need to do, and that's what they're doing. Most companies can't do that on AIM. You know, they put out a plan, they'll change it, and so then you lack then faith and confidence in their management. But Steve there is doing. He's got a plan there. He's doing it, and then at the end, when the share price goes up, he says, "See, well, you know, I did it." And so that's the thing.
It's another example of sort of the stocks I was talking about earlier, in that. It's a good story. The story hasn't changed, and yet it's taken a bit of a hit this week. It's come back down, which is then a buying opportunity. I get that, but it's just a bit. It is frustrating, isn't it, as a long-term holder, because you're kind of waiting for it to really kick on, and then it kind of goes up, and then it's come all the way down again.
Yeah, but
it's just frustrating, isn't it?
You know, things like Talao and Asia Met, right? They've got a plan. Yeah. The good guys in management there, they'll do what they're going to say. Of course, you've got plenty of opportunity to get in and out of Asia Met, for example, and Talao probably, you know, before actual action kicks in. But who knows when that's going to kick in? Because, you know, okay, they're not going to be Asia Met, they're not going to be producing until 2019, maybe. But, you know, there's a lot of things that happen between now and then. So do you jump out and then miss a rise, or just stick there with the core holding there, you know? And maybe but you could add some more. If it drops down, then sell some if it spikes up. But have the core holding, because you know you trust the management and you're with it, you know? I tell you what's quiet of late is Angus Energy. I don't think people realise that the drill is going to be happening very soon, you know?
Yeah.
And with, you know, a chance of having an asset the size of Horse Hills, plus the production license, which Horse Hill don't have. They have the only production license in the Weald Basin. You know, I think there's people are not looking at that. And one has not really done much, a lot, since it floated. It floated at 6 pence. It's now 7.5 pence. Yeah, fair enough. It's gone up a little bit. But I think the potential here is not priced in. I don't think at all. So if I was people, I'd do a bit of a research on that if you're not up on Angus Energy. I know Steve, I'm very aware that Steve has to go. Steve, where are you going?
I just have errands to run because I've got a
errands?
Christmas
party
to go to tonight.
Have you?
Christmas party?
Who's like? Mm. Who is Steve?
It's a cancer research ball, but I've been invited from a client to go along. It's a masquerade ball, which is a bit. I haven't got a mask.
You are, Steve. Just go as you are. Like that. It's fine.
Yeah. That's all right, isn't it? You know, just wear black ties. I don't need the mask.
Just wear a black tie and nothing else, Steve.
Yeah.
Just naked, just a black tie, nothing else. You just said black tie. I've come as I am. There we are. Fine.
And get a Donald Trump mask.
No, Steve, if you just go in a black tie, they will not notice you're not wearing a mask. Honestly, there'll be other things on show to look at that'll distract them. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
There we are. It's my masquerade balls.
Hang on, I've got to go. There's an Amazon delivery outside, so
heavens forbid. That's his masquerade mask.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Steve.
Steve's gone.
All right, so it's just me and you, Pete.
Oh, much better without him, actually. What can we talk about now without Steve?
Dunno.
I mean, he's the source of all the material.
Yeah. I mean, he fills up the podcast with his chat, so... Do you know what? I can't go tell you. Do you mean you? I hate Steve.
Right, yeah. No, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, luckily,
I got the Amazon parcel.
Oh! Well, all right. What is it, Steve?
A DVD, some colouring books and stuff.
That's it. I think we're finished.
Your afternoon sorted.
I think we'll finish on that. That's Steve's research done. You can just put a DVD on as a kid's show and do some colouring in, all in himself. And then he's going to a cancer research ball naked with a black tie. That sums up his life.
Living the dream. Yeah.
It's the weekend.
All right, have a nice weekend, lads. And okay. Speaking next week.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.